Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sponsoring this week on Staying Relevant is Hinge. I am very, very excited about this one, Samuel.
Oh, Hinge, the dating app designed to be deleted. It is very up your street, to be fair.
There is an opportunity for you to be involved, though, Sam.
Any excuse to meddle in your love life. I love it.
With voice prompt, my best friends take on why you should date me. You can actually lean on your friends to hype you up to potential matches. Try not to get too excited, Sam.
I would be the best hype man for you. I would. I'd talk about your smell and then move on to how you always take care of anyone in your group on a night out and also how you bring little snacks in your briefcase. They're very endearing quality.
Wow. Just wow, Sam. As we found out there, it's not easy to see your own green flags, especially if you're humble and self-deprecating like me. Add that to your list, Samuel. But it is easy for your friends to do so on your behalf.
Now, I'm glad you like my suggestion, Peter, and download the dating app Hinge and try its voice prompts today.
Right, should we go? Go on, Pete, you're the driver.
I don't like this. You're the driver. Like.
So, basically, just before we get started, we've come to the conclusion about where our positions lie in the podcast. So Pete is the driver of the podcast and I'm the passenger princess.
I still don't understand really what that means.
Well, it just means I'm sort of holding the map. I get to look at my phone every now and then. Like, I get to choose the music.
You fucking do not get to choose the music.
Yes,
you,
I do.
I'm
the princess.
We went on a road trip. You're not choosing the music.
I'm the princess.
Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast with me, Pete Wicks, and the king of the jungle, Sam Thompson.
Hello.
Do you still want to be referred to?
I would like to be, yes.
Okay.
I actually nearly wore my shirt in today.
Oh, you nearly wore his shirt in. Thank God you didn't, because we've all had enough of that. As you probably guessed, I'm going to be swearing. I've already done it. But I'm still not drinking. Hurrah for me. I'm going to live a long and healthy life.
Always got to clap him on that one.
Go on, you can do your bit now.
You can catch us every single Monday wherever you get your podcast. So that's Apple and basically Spotify. And you can catch us every single Friday on YouTube. What you've got to do is type in at Staying Relevant Podcast and you get to watch the entire thing every single Friday. Or in between that, we've got Instagram and TikTok and Snappy C with the handle at Staying Relevant. And you can see all our best bits, which we post every day. We're actually really frequent posters.
Yeah, we are. Sam has already forgotten that we also do a bonus episode.
Oh, yeah.
It comes out every Thursday, audibly. And then every Sunday, you get the visuals from that. So we are Monday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
Monday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. Say it with me.
Monday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. We got that right?
I think so.
We did. Just wait. We are no longer the side piece to your week.
We are no longer garlic bread. We are the main meal.
We're the main meal.
We are the... What would the main bill... If we were a main meal, what would we be?
Nando's. Double... half chicken, medium.
No, you've missed the question.
What?
That's not what do you want to eat.
Okay.
The question is, if we were a main meal, what would we be?
Nando's.
Why would we be a Nando's?
Because we have spice... And then we have a little bit of halloumi sticks on the side.
I don't think you have any spice in you whatsoever.
Are you joking, mate? Actually, do you know what? I'm quite a lemon and herb guy. I can understand that. I can.
You are just a mild, meek little man.
Meek?
Yes.
You're a meek little man. It's probably one of the biggest put downs Pete ever given me in my entire life.
It's not. Listen to the podcast. So here we are. Why don't you kick us off? Because I don't like this driver comparison now.
I
also,
really
I listened to last week's episode and I felt like I really spoke a lot.
Well, that's funny because the numbers are bigger than they've ever been after last week's episode. So I think we now understand the hierarchy of the podcast. Pete's going to drive it, and I'm the passenger princess.
Please
and
stop saying passenger princess.
I'm makes happy me
feel,
being it.
It makes me feel weird.
Talking about Pete being the driver, I'll tell you what Pete's been doing this week to stay relevant. It's been a really big week for the podcast, actually. Really exciting times because we have been discussing the live tour.
Do you want a finger?
Do I want a finger?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'd love one.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's a little chocolate finger between friends?
They're the best bickies as well.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forget this is a podcast. That is an actual biscuit. Yeah.
Yep.
Go on, carry on.
Live now tour. I've got a fucking biscuit in my mouth too, don't I? Sorry, everyone.
All right, just this is like, what do they call it? That asthma stuff. It's where you just chew, don't they?
ASMR. Asthma. Asthma.
You know when they do the...
Yeah, ASMR.
Yeah, asthma.
Right. Okay, here we go. We'll start from here. What? So, Pete,
Whoa.
That actually does sound quite nice. Mm. Does it sound nice in your ears?
Mm. It's a good bit of asthma.
So, this week has been enormous for the podcast. Like, it's been huge because we have been discussing the live tour. The live tour! Which we're going on. We sold out the Palladium in 2 minutes. Yeah. The London Palladium. We're coming to Birmingham.
Yeah, Birmingham's a big one. Birmingham, I think, is at 6,000 people.
Yeah. Six.
There are 6,000 people coming to watch two fucking idiots chaotically prance around a stage.
And Sam, we will be prancing.
Sam, why don't you tell everyone what we're doing on the tour?
Well, let me start this story out from when we first began the podcast.
Because
here we go,
fucking Jack and Nori with Sam Thompson.
I never understand it when he says Jack and Nori. I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means. Jack and Nori is the weirdest name I've ever heard in my life. Who's called Jack? Hi, my name's Jack and Nori.
No, it's not. It's not someone's name.
Oh, what? Well,
you're joking.
No. Do you know what Jack and Nori is?
Fuck me. It was like a program, like Jack.
Is it for older people?
No, it was a kids' program.
When you were, yeah, exactly, in the 1940s, when Pete was growing up.
Carry on.
Yeah. It was a post-war. Oh. It's when everyone was trying to get you to eat Spam. Oh. So when Popeye came out.
Get yourself involved there, are you, Charlotte? Oh, yeah, post-war. Fucking, yeah, you hide behind your laptop.
Post-World
Fuck
War
me.
One.
Anyway. Jesus Christ. Saffron, control yourself, woman.
But let me take...
Control yourself.
Let me take you back. So, we started the podcast a mere year ago. And it took me so long to get Peter James into that hot seat and get that mic warmed up. Anyway, we get him in, and a year later, Pete absolutely loves it. He's all about the podcast now. Staying relevant is in his blood, it's in his bones. And so when we're talking about the live tour, Pete, out of nowhere, has taken it upon himself to write the entire show. So you 6,000 in Birmingham, whatever you watch, you must know that this is purely Pete Wicks, who's suddenly an author out of nowhere, has had hours-long meetings.
Actually, I think because it's called a playwright.
He's a playwright. I wasn't actually at this meeting they had this
I just want to point out, the reason Sam is saying that is because now, if it's shit, he'll go, well, Pete did that.
Yeah.
If it's good, I promise you now, I said it last week, everyone's going to go, God, that Sam Thompson, King of the Jungle, he's got a great podcast tour. It's that hairy guy.
The hairy guy! Who likes a cider.
Yeah, the one that was pissed on stage.
But Pete's written the whole thing. We got offered, like, writers. I am going to be honest with you. I went, that sounds like something we should probably do. Pete went, no, I want to write it myself. He's never written a thing in his life. We've sold out the Palladium. And do you know what? I'm so here for it. I said to him, Pete, you take this and run with it.
So this meeting that we had this week...
I wasn't even invited.
No, Sam was invited. And what happened was last week, I went, remember we got this meeting at 2 o'clock on Tuesday? And he went, what's that for? And he went, oh, you do that. That's literally what you said. You were fully invited and you went, yeah, I can be on that. And then when we get on the call and I think, Sam, oh no, Sam's not coming. Excellent. So as much as Sam is digging me out for it, Sam is quite happy to be passenger princess in that as well.
But I have been on a call with producer Charlotte over there, and she has told me some brilliant things from this two-hour-long meeting that Pete had about writing the Staying Relevant live tour.
No, I just want to point out, so this wasn't about writing the tour. This was with the guy who is helping us logistically and sorting all the other bits and bobs and putting on the tour, Phil McIntyre. They're amazing. It was with Charlotte, our producer, and it was within, you know, all the agents, because, you know, we were offered some news. It was an update on different things, blah, 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 blah. The actual writing is going to be happening next week. When I say it's going to be happening next week, I've already wrote it. But next week I'm going to be presenting to Charlotte, where she's going to go, well, that's shit.
No. I'm there as well. He's doing a PowerPoint, aren't you? When are you doing the PowerPoint?
Well, no, I'm not doing a PowerPoint because I've wrote it in notebooks.
Oh, right. So Pete last week basically said to me, he goes, basically, there's going to come a time when the show's like completely done. What I'm going to do is I'm going to sit you down and walk you through the show. And I was like, this is amazing. I have never, ever, ever been walked through anything by Pete in my entire... I've always had to walk Pete through everything. I've always been like, so Pete, this is what the podcast's going to be at. Like, please just give me a minute of your time. Pete sits down and goes, oh, for fuck's sake, if I have to. Suddenly, Pete's going, right, so I'm just going to... He's really, really nervous as well. Like, he's really nervous. Bearing in mind, I'm just going to say it again, Pete has written the entire live show. Now, Pete's already name-dropped the guy, so he's like the head of the live company that's like sort of like booking out all these venues for us and stuff like that. So I have written here on my notes from producer Charlotte, Pete had a live podcast meeting and the head of the company in charge of it called Pete the Taylor Swift of the podcast world. Now, there is a photo. There was a screenshot of Pete joining the Zoom meeting.
I just want to point out a couple of things before Sam gets into this. Firstly, not the comparison I was expecting in 2024, but me and Taylor have a lot in common. Secondly, I also didn't realise, and I presume that's you, Charlotte, who was taking what screenshots that you have now sent to Sam? I'm going to tell you now, before we get these screenshots, which I haven't fucking seen.
So good.
I wasn't well, all right? So I did look a little bit like Gollum in a hoodie whilst being compared to Taylor Swift.
No, but it's the second one. Okay, so basically, we're going to put these on the socials, by the way. But so Pete joins a Zoom, and any Zoom that he joins is always like struggles with the tech, and he's like, all right, what's going on, everyone?
It mutes itself.
So on the first screenshot, as you're about to see, Exhibit A, he turns up to the Zoom, he's pissed off, he's got his beanie on, and he's shivering. He's cold, and he doesn't really want to be there, right? About a minute in, the head of the live company compares Pete to the Taylor Swift of the podcast world, to then Exhibit B.
Show me this.
Which you will see. It's Pete holding a glass of wine, leaning back, and as what I can only presume is going... Yes, no, I can see that. He's so smug. I've never seen anything like it. He's magicked a glass of wine in his hand, and he's leaning back, smirking, after he's been told that he's a Taylor Swift of the podcast.
I would just like to point out that was juice, not wine.
The way you're holding that after being called a compliment is one of the best things. Literally, that is what it is.
Do you know what it looks like? It's that DiCaprio thing. Do you know what I mean? That's what it is. It's that fucking Mimi thing.
But we're not done yet, because at that point, manager Gemma on Pete's side instantly asked if there's any way she could get her kids tickets.
So Phil McIntyre knows Taylor Swift's agent. So Gemma went, oh, do you? Can I get tickets for my kids? That's the first... She stopped the meeting.
Staying Relevant completely on the back burner.
Couldn't give a fuck about that. She'd actually muted us. She hadn't spoken for the entire fucking meeting. So 15 minutes and he said that, and then she's gone, hi, I'm Gemma. Do you think you could get some tickets for Taylor Swift? And the guy went, sorry, what?
Basically, all you need
That's
to know...
That's why I love you, Gem.
All you need to know from the first 5 minutes of this podcast meeting is that we are a bunch of grifters. Pete's writing the thing to save a bit of dollar, and manager Gemma just wants Taylor Swift tickets from the guy. But we sold loads of tickets, so it's going to be great. Don't worry, because that's only point one. Point two, Pete basically had smoke blown up his ass for an hour. He also kept holding his notebook in the air, saying, this is where all the good ideas were. No way were you holding your little notepad going, this is where the ideas are, lads. This is where the money's going to be made.
I may have done that. on occasion. Listen, this is what we were talking about. So basically, there's potentially going to be some other tour news coming up soon. So effectively, you know, Phil was talking about when are we going to get it across to him and all that sort of stuff. And I said, don't you worry, it's all in here. It's all in here.
Oh,
don't you worry, it's all in here.
We're so shit.
It's because he was, no, because he was like, well, because obviously we need to look at the lighting and everything else. And I went, I've got the contingency plans for that. Don't worry, it's all in here. It's all in it because I know. And then we were talking about we need screens in certain places at bigger venues and different, you know, and don't, it's all in here, Phil. Don't worry about it. I've got this.
Never written a thing for in his life.
But to be fair to me, all right, Charlotte, you've given him an outline of what we've previously discussed. And Phil actually went, normally what people do on a podcast story is they just think they can go up on stage and just do a podcast and it's crap. Said, from what I've heard, this is going to be an amazing show. Did he not say that? He did say that. Thank you. So he did say, I'm really excited because I've heard this is going to be an amazing show. And I said, well, don't you want to see what's in here, Phil? All right. You want to see, and you will see what's in here once someone has put it on a computer.
Well, this is the next thing. So Pete then goes, it's all on this notebook because I don't know how to use a laptop.
No, I know how to use a laptop. I just think there's problems with them.
So Pete's written it all by hand on a notepad and he's got a meeting lined up next week to have it all transcribed by our producer onto the computer.
Well, it just makes... You can... like. I just find it easier.
It's just so cute. It's so sweet. He's written all his notes, pages and pages of notes, but he doesn't know how to use the laptop notepad thing, so he's having to organise a meeting with our producer to get it written all onto a lappy.
I bought a new notepad specifically for the tour.
Like a court reporter.
Listen, things get lost on laptops. I don't understand them.
Oh.
So at least this way, I know it's there and it's not going anywhere. And it's just easier because as I've done bits, I write different bits in at different times. You can just take it within,
It's going to be so good. I can't wait to see this. Do you know what we're going to do? At live, we're going to put on the big screens Pete's original drawings for the show. We've got to have the original Pete Wix's up on the screen.
And do you know what's bad is people think, why are they drawings? I've actually drawn the set that I'd like, a rough example of the set and the different bits. There are diagrams.
Our producers are literally going, they're holding their hands over their hearts.
Fucking life.
No, it's brilliant.
I am one sad, sad sack of shit.
And remember, if it's shit, it was Pete.
Do you know what's funny? People listening to podcasts will know that I like a little bit of structure. Sam is just chaotic.
I like to wing it.
Yeah, so I have allowed for that in the tour because Sam will literally just be turning up. And then Sam will be Sam. And, you know, I've asked specifically for a headpiece, an earpiece, because I'm going to need to know timings.
No!
Well, because each of the sections that I've got different timings.
This is so good.
Because the
are you going to tell me? You're going to be like, sorry, Sam, but we actually need to move this on?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a little wink, which is wrap it up now. but I'm allowing you different, you know, some of it is left a little bit blank because it just allows for Sam.
Yeah,
and that actually is what is wrote in the tour, allow for Sam. for you to just go off on your little tangent, and all
that. Oh, my God. Why are you wearing the shirt of Zara's face on it?
All right, well, this is going to sound weird to most people, and probably you now, but I was at your house whilst you was at work.
Ah, great. it was always going to happen at some point. Yeah, Daily Mail, you know that's exactly the Daily Mail. Literally, they're going to cut off everything he says after that.
Yep. With Zara.
Oh, great.
Whilst you were in Manchester... Because me and Zara...
Oh, I was out the city as well.
Yeah, you're in a different postcode, so that makes it fine. but you know this, because we were FaceTiming you. So I get there...
The screenshots I've just seen of Pete chauffeuring Zara around in her shirt.
In your car. That's the worst bit. I'm chauffeuring your girlfriend around in a shirt with her face on whilst driving in your car because you're out the way. But yeah, no, me and Zara had a job together, and part of the job, which you'll see very soon, was that she wanted me to wear the shirt from Strictly. I wasn't socially wearing it, all right? As ever, I don't do anything unless I'm contractually obliged or paid.
Did anyone see you in the shirt out of the public? Did anyone go, oh, that's Pete Wicks on my shirt.
Yes. And then they went, oh, that's Zara. Because Zara was obviously with me. So yeah, it was weird. It was awkward. It wasn't that much fun. And we didn't have our regular videographer, Ted, because obviously because we pay him so much, so he's taken 3 months off to just fucking do whatever he wants to do in New York or LA or whatever he wants to do. So we had a different videographer. But obviously he's turned up and I imagine he thought, I don't understand this dynamic here.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, imagine it's a bit weird. I got there and he was already sat at the table, obviously, like, you know, with Zara, and I've walked in, just started, like, you know, getting a drink out of the fridge like I lived there.
Yeah.
like I lived there, put on a shirt with her face on. And I imagine at some point you thought, I thought Sam went out with her. You know what I mean? I literally, because I'm at your house so much, I literally just roll up, don't I?
Do you know what my favourite part of this whole thing is? Is that it's like Pete is the second wife. Because on the way back, after this morning happened, right, because this was when I was in Manchester, I was doing this live link for this morning. It was a very exciting time for everyone involved, and, well, for me. And I called Zara and Pete straight up and how did I do? And Pete literally went, I thought you were great, mate. It was all good. I'm going to be honest with you. Don't look at Twitter. It was a bloodbath.
No, you were very good. But, you know, there's a Labrador energy. It's just, should Labradors be presenting TV? Mate, I think that's the point.
Mate, I've seen some of the press.
No, it wasn't actually bad. Sam likes to do this. Sam likes to make out that it's the worst thing that's ever happened in the world. And actually, I think there was probably one bad comment and the rest were that you were fucking great. I'll tell you what wasn't great, though, is the jumper you were wearing. That was bad.
ITV.
You specifically, and this is what I love. We look at Sam now, right? Sam is dressed like he's just finished his gap year. However, he does this morning. So what does Sam do? He goes out and buys himself a lovely bit of knitwear and a pair of loafers.
Because he wants to
look right for the new demographic of this morning listeners. You want to appeal to your new demographic. Honestly, I saw the little loafers you had on. little loafers. And you put some little chinos on. Yeah. You had a nice bit of knitwear just slightly rolled. Up. Yeah. It was nice.
But it was very daytime TV.
It was very daytime TV. I couldn't understand if it was you or Dermot O'Leary. Then I heard you present and I thought, that's not Dermot.
Did I read you ITV this morning flooded with complaints over Sam Thompson debut?
No.
This morning viewers divided. Sam Thompson lands one daytime
Why?
Show.
Oh, mate, have another finger.
No, I don't want one.
Oh, all right. I'm going to have one because this
Birmingham
is good.
Live.
Birmingham Live. We've got 6,000 fucking seats over there.
ITV this week.
There's people trying to fucking return their seats now. I've wrote a fucking great fucking tour and a great show. I put a lot of fucking blood, sweat and tears into it and you fucked it from one appearance on this morning.
ITV this morning fans have had the same complaint as Sam Thompson starts new job on the programme.
Was it about the jumper?
Wait, here we go. Let's find out. Of course they've got Sam Thompson on this morning. Wait, that wasn't too bad. I did get a few tweets being like, Sam Thompson needs to calm the... But much like this podcast, actually, needs to stop shouting. Yeah. So I seem to love shouting when doing live TV.
You were actually presenting with a guy that I've had dinner with.
Dr. Scott.
Yeah,
Lovely bloke.
Really nice guy.
Yeah, you know jacked. Because he said he knew you.
Yeah. Really cool guy.
I am going to quickly talk about my this morning's thing. Because I'm quite proud of it. So I go up there, right? And
Manchester. Where was it, Arndale?
It's the Arndale Centre, yes, the Arndale Centre. And I have never been so nervous in my life. There's no auto cue. It's just remember it. It's just literally you're going to do 3 live links. Remember it.
Which is, and for anyone listening will know that is a problem because having done this podcast every week for the past over a year, probably nearly 18 months now, Sam still doesn't understand what the intro is. The same one we do every week.
So literally, you get given this script and they go, right, here you go, mate, and we're going to do a run through now. And you're literally like, oh my fucking God, I'm with the big boys here. Like, I'm in the big leagues.
Did you have your sleeves rolled up? Were you carrying around the script in your back pocket and that?
Do you know what? I was holding it up. I'd rolled up the script.
And at one point, did you go, oh, this is a lot?
I did. Yeah. I started using it as a megaphone. How the fuck did you know that?
Because I just know you.
That's so weird.
I just know you.
Mate, that's really freaky.
I just know you. That's exactly the same.
I go around and be like, we're in Manchester.
Yeah, it's just such a Sam Thompson thing to do, that, isn't it?
But, So I walk in, we're immediately doing run-throughs and stuff like that, right? You've got the earpiece in, but yeah, I don't really understand how to figure out the earpiece. It kept on falling out, and I was like, I don't really understand what's going on, but this, I didn't want to ask. I've got tiny ears, but I didn't want to seem like I'd never done something like
that. You actually have got really small, it's like a little dormouse.
So I basically said, I was just like, you know, it's fine, it's meant to be like falling out of this, it's absolutely fine. So I was okay with that. And then what was really cool is I got to meet the experts, because when you do this morning, you've obviously got all of that. You've got the head of fashion, which was Lisa Snowden.
She's lovely.
I'm a big fan of Lisa as well. Like, she's flipping cool. And I'm so flipping, we're allowed to swear on this show. She's fucking cool. So she was in charge of style and fashion in the Arndale Centre. Then, on your right, you had Dr. Scott, who was looking after pets. So you'd, like, people from Manny would, like, come down and they'd, like, bring...
Sorry, Sam's been to Manchester once and it's people from Manny.
Yeah.
Me and the guys from Manny.
No.
Me and the Manny crew.
Yeah. Me and Manchester really hit it off, to be fair.
The Manny crew at the Arnie.
Someone brought a rabbit down, and Dr. Scott was like checking heartbeats and doing like really sort of like just very
heartbeats.
Warm, fuzzy.
Was that the problem?
Things.
There was more than one beat.
Well, he had his things on that he was like checking heartbeats with.
Stethoscope,
that's the one. And then he was checking out dogs and all that kind of stuff. So he was outside
how many heartbeats they had.
And then we had the doctor. We had Dr. Nagat, who was there talking about rashes and stuff like that.
Did you show him yours?
I actually did ask. I said, I've got a rash. Yeah. And it was one of my jokes, actually. I was like, oh, I've got one of those rashes. And then I looked at the camera and I don't have one of those rashes. And I was like, that's quite funny.
I know, yeah, that's for this morning.
Yeah.
Enjoy your toast.
But this is what happened. So basically, I had to go in my opening link, and I'll stop talking about it in a sec. In my opening link, I had to basically jump off the top of this sort of like raised platform in the middle of like this square outside the Arndale Centre. So the guy goes, right, so what you can do is you're going to remember your lines for one, you're going to jump down and be like, hello, and good eye from down under. I was like, right, okay, I can do that. And then you've got to walk while talking to the camera round to the brass band, and then walk from the band over to the coffee stand, pick up a coffee whilst talking to the camera still. And then this is the hard bit. I had to basically go up to Lisa Snowden, do a little bit of one-on-one with her, then find Dr. Scott, do a bit of one-on-one with him, then move on to Dr. Nagat, talk, and then I bought in the rash chat. And so I panicked at that point. I went, oh, I've gone too hard for daytime TV here. Like, I don't have a rash. So that sort of like lowered the tone a little bit. And I heard Josie Gibson in my ear go, oh. I was like, oh, sweet, because she was back in London live. And then I tried to find Alice Beer. Have you ever met Alice Beer? She's queen of consumers. And so I couldn't, she was like quite a long way away. So I ran at her. I ran at lovely Alice Beer going, the queen of consumers meets the king of the jungle. And she looked at me and went, yeah. I then, in my second link, did a roly-poly onto the sofa. And I looked at Twitter after that and going, I've smashed this. I literally looked at Twitter after. I went, back to you, London. Josie goes, thank you, Sam. And I went, whoa, pulled out my phone, looked at Twitter and goes, did Sam Thomas do a fucking roly-poly onto the sofa? What a bell end. I genuinely thought I'd smashed it. And it was just, yeah, it was a baptism by fire, but I loved every second of it.
I mean, there's so much to take in there. And there is so much to digest.
But
anyway,
I did morning telly.
I know. And I actually am very proud of you. And I think you did very well.
Do you reckon we can do it?
Not we. At what point do you think when someone goes, and now I just want you to jump off a box and do a roly-poly across the sofa, and I'll go, fuck yourself, mate.
I feel like the viewer would probably prefer that to me.
Like, I'm not entirely sure daytime TV is the one for me. I feel like we could probably take over the world of TV.
I've got to say, it felt like one of them moments where you're literally, I can't believe I'm here.
So, that was on Monday.
That was on the Monday, yeah.
So, it's now Friday. So, when's your next one?
So, my next one is actually already filmed. It was VT.
Amazing.
It was yesterday, and they sent me to the Balloon Museum. Yeah.
The Balloon Museum. And what was that? But it was popping.
And that's what I said. I made that joke. I went, it's going to be popping. And then I went, I hope I don't blow it.
Wee.
Yeah. Because you've got to do those really like, wee. I feel like that's very daytime TV, so I wrote them in myself.
I
wrote them in, yeah.
Fucking hell.
So basically, I looked at the camera.
God, I should have got you on the tour with fucking humour like that.
I looked in the camera and I went, you know, when I think of balloons, I think of birthdays.
All right, cool. So actually, you are now part of the This Morning team.
Only for a month.
Initially,
we're doing a trial month.
I was just about to say, you're on probation.
I'm on probation, yeah.
Okay, all right, wonderful.
One day I want to host a sofa.
Yeah, I think you'd be good on the sofa. I think you should probably just learn to sit on it rather than like diving on it and roly-polying and all that sort of crap. But who would your dream co-host be?
Zara.
Oh, that would be good, actually. You and Zara would be like... Yeah, that'd be quite good. She's very daytime.
To be honest with you, actually, this sounds awful because Zara's going to be like, really? Josie. I would love to do it, Josie.
Wow.
Josie's so cool.
Well, like, to be fair, if you do it with Josie, it gives me and Zara some more time at home. The other dream job, which we announced last week, the NTA.
Yes.
Which is obviously a big thing. After last year, we are now the official red carpet hosts. Have you seen the headlines about that this week?
I have.
Okay.
And it honestly made me climax.
But I'm going to tell you some of the headlines that we haven't got here. Sam Thompson lands huge presenting role with Pete Wicks.
Nah, shut up. That's not it.
King of the Jungle lands huge presenting role with Pete Wicks.
With best friend.
Yeah, I didn't even get named in some of them. Sam Thompson lands huge presenting role with best friend. And then everyone is actually going, oh, it must be Tony. Oh. No, it's not. But no, do you want to, you do this little bit then, mate? Because this is quite a big thing for you. It is your nemesis.
Well, Mr. Kemp. All I have to say is look how the tables a turned. That's French for look how the tables have turned.
No, it's not.
It's what I believe to be French for the tables have turned.
I think you're just saying tables have turned with a little bit of an accent.
Let me just get the...
The tables have turned.
All right, Sam Thompson, NTAs.
Oh, I thought you were Googling how to say the tables have turned.
No need to say Pete on that one. Here we go.
The tables have turned.
Sam Thompson and Pete Wicks take over a huge TV role from Roman Kemp.
Hmm.
Shame.
Because Roman's moved up.
Yeah.
So actually, we haven't taken over from him at all, I don't think.
Roman sat it. So if you're, you know...
Roman didn't want it.
If you're an avid listener of this show, you'll know that my nemesis in this industry is and will always be Mr. Roman Kemp. It's quite a bold nemesis because he's very far ahead of me. But, you know, you got to shoot for the stars. And he actually came on this very podcast and basically just went... Wait, what did he say? He was like, well, I'm probably just going to take this podcast now, mate. I quite fancy it. Well, now we've taken something from you, if you wanted it. The NTA's red carpet.
I'm pretty sure that when the NTAs were thinking, who do we want to host the red carpet? I imagine we were quite far down that list. I can't imagine we were the first choice, if I'm honest with you, because there's some great people out there, and then there's us. So
I think it's something I'm sure. I think we're probably the best people to do it.
I mean, you do remember what happened last year.
I thought we were really good. I genuinely thought we smashed it and we're going to smash it again. And do you know what as well? Do you know what I love? I love it. There was someone who again, I got another message going, you guys are the next out of debt. Yeah. They come sporadically. When they come, I do save them.
Yeah, they do come sporadically. We've had four this year, people who have compared us. Three of those were Sam and different TV shows.
Do you know what I've done, by the way? Oh, my God, actually, they'll probably have received it by now. I've written them a letter. Oh, my God. I've written Anna Deck a letter.
I'm absolutely disgusted.
Just to thank them for the jungle experience.
Sam...
I got told it was an okay thing to do. I asked someone who was kind of close to them and I was like, it's okay if I write them a letter. She went, yeah, I don't see any harm in it.
Yeah, I don't see any harm in it. I won't give it to them though.
No, I sent it to their place of home. Their place of home?
Their place of home.
I sent it. Yeah. No, sorry, to Ann Deck. Oh no, it's probably their office then, isn't it?
Well, yeah, because they don't live together.
Yeah.
They don't live together with their fucking like partners and kids and stuff. Do you know what I mean? They don't live in one big commune. Fucking send it to their home. Like their room is. Right, okay, so you've sent Ant and Deck a letter. Yeah. You've sent fan mail. Oh, fuck me. Like, Jesus Christ. You've sent fan mail. It's absolutely wild. Like,
what? Just when you think you've made it into that little sort of like echelon.
Just taken yourself back down. It's like you've reached that upper level of being there. And you've just nosedived back down to the fucking gutter with me.
What are you? What did it say? I don't even know if I want to know.
I can't fully remember. It was quite long.
Oh my god!
Do you know what
it typed or handwritten?
Handwritten.
Oh my god! I've seen your
Why is everyone disgusted by that?
I've seen your handwriting.
I actually apologised for my handwriting in the letter.
Because they were thinking, God, it's a great letter, but the handwriting.
Yeah, I'm so sorry for the handwriting. Weirdly, actually, on the other side of the card.
Did you PTO it?
No, because it's like a big card.
What's on the card?
Oh, it's a Harry Potter one. Yeah. It's one that I've been sent at home that I had for ages. And it was Hedwig. And also I said two, not deer.
Two, ant, and deck. At your home of place.
I actually remember the first sentence.
Right, please give us the first sentence. This is possibly one of the most tragic things I've ever heard.
Well, it's not at all. I just wanted to start this letter off by saying thank you and how grateful I am for the opportunity that you gave me. There. Okay, half of the room is happy with that, and the other half is disgusted. I actually said this thing there as well. I went, they said, well, I'm now just sort of giving it all away, but I went, they say never meet your heroes, but I'm so glad I did.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, but it's true. They're my heroes, and they were the loveliest lads.
But you know what's mad is I've never met anyone with more heroes than you, because when Tony Bellew came in, he was your hero. When Marvin came in, he was your hero. I think everyone you've ever met has been a hero.
I've been very lucky to be surrounded, that's a very good point, by people that I fucking love.
It's just wild behaviour. Wild behaviour.
Pete, do you want to know something? No.
No.
You're my hero.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything now. Because it doesn't mean fuck all to me. on that fucking bombshell, I think we should move on to...
Your footwear is fucking atrocious.
Right, listen, basically, we've just had a little stop because we've been told we've been overrun. And I said, well, no, we've still got a few points to get through and I like to get through things. So they've just all then spent 5 minutes taking the piss out of me. Well,
he's wearing hooves.
These are an iconic shoe. These are Wallabies, all right? They are Clark's Originals.
Are they going to correct your instep as well?
I don't appreciate this.
Look at them. Show them to the camera. Don't be a little...
They're Clark's Originals.
Look at them.
But I've got these in the boot form today.
Look at them.
If you... Well, funny enough, this ties... Okay, Sam, my ankle... I'm not the...
Look at that.
Sam, that's... I'm not the exorcist, mate. Like, it doesn't twist round. It's an ankle.
It twists that way, doesn't it?
No, but you don't need to twist it. You're not driving with it. Put it down. Okay. Just hold it up. What are we doing with this?
Look how little it is. And it's so quiet. It looks like if you ever get in an argument with Pete, he'd come and clippity-cloppity over there and just sort of like, he'd trot on over there and really show you what for with his hooves.
Well, I've had a lot of abuse this year so far based on my outfit choices. And this actually ties in quite well because people noticed that I wasn't wearing black. I have gone back to black in a post that I put
up. The pink jumper number, absolutely beautiful.
And the pink shoes are Wallabies. They are these, but in pink. They're exactly the same shoe in pink. I bought these in 5 colours.
Oh my God, it's a bit much. Bloody hell.
They're very comfortable and they're iconic.
Pete Wicks.
All right, and listen, and listen, everyone in this room is looking at me like I'm absolutely nuts. I know full well that people listening to this podcast will know exactly what Clark's Originals Wallabies are and will go, that is an iconic shoe. They were actually, a lot of people used to wear these to raves back in the day. They were school shoes for a lot of people back in the day. I'm telling you, these are, don't laugh at me. These are a quality piece of fucking footwear.
Do they put your foot on that contraption and move the meter down?
Anyway,
wait, right. No, we're not done.
Okay, we're still going. All right.
Excellent. What I love about Pete's Instagram is anything that's out of the ordinary. Pete gets more comments on his Instagram than I get, and I try so hard. Pete wears a bit of colour, 700 comments. Like, just a bit of colour. Just a pink jumper. People are all over it. Oh, you look... Should I read some of them? And this is just me, just out of nowhere, just having a look.
Oh, dear. Anyway, so while Sam looks through the comments of everyone just deciding...
Well, there's me going, you look absolutely stunning in your colour.
Whilst everyone abuses me for my fucking school shoes.
Well, aren't you a colourful joy, someone says. Looking fly, Pete. Reminds me of my electric blue Wallabies. I love them. You so rock the jumper and wow, just love the pink shoes. Style right there. I had these shoes in the 80s.
There you go.
Cool jumper, bro.
Are you enjoying yourself?
Why do I suddenly think he's now my friend? See, that's what's so weird. Pete wears a shade of pink and everyone suddenly thinks that he's a lovely bloke. How weird is that?
It was a really nice jumper. I don't understand. And again, they had a really lovely bit of knitwear they've got in the new bit of acne. So I bought a few lovely jumpers.
Do you know what I really like about Pete as well? I feel like he's really trying to tell us something. It's like when someone's trying to tell you something subliminally, right? And I feel like we just need to really be there for Pete. I think he's trying to say, I want to be happier and more smiley, so I'm going to start wearing more colour. But then, like, he gets knocked back and he's back in black. Do you know what I mean? We've got to get him back into his pink era. We've got to pull him into his colour era.
I feel like you've all overthought this, much like the people in the comments. I just quite like the jumper and thought I'd tie it in with the shoes. That was just kind of the thought process for me.
I'd tie it in with the shoes.
Anyway, so we are going to have to wrap up.
But no, just, I'm not done.
But just really quickly, other things that have happened this week, and this is going to be a good one after today, after your stories which went on. Our producer, Charlotte, do you know this, has got an Excel spreadsheet with a story tracker. And the story tracker is for you, just to make sure that you don't repeat the same stories over and over again.
Shut up.
So she genuinely got... So today, you would have wrote, told her this morning story, told her this
no
story.
Way.
Because you repeat yourself.
You are.
So because your stories just like get regurgitated, she has to note down what
we told
are.
The LA one.
Oh, yeah. The LA, like, do you know what I mean? Like, they have to be noted down so that we don't repeat them.
That's so embarrassing.
So Sam has got his own story tracker, which is amazing. And lastly, tickets for the Sam Relevant Tour. There aren't many left. There are some, I think, in Dublin, and I think that's it. Like, maybe one or two, singularly. So if you do go with your friends, you just have to sit separately. But don't worry, because it's a great show, even if I do say so myself. However, because the ticket thing went mad, and this is what I find are really, like, just, this is mental in my eyes, we now have a ticket scammer. So our ticket, there are black market tickets for Staying Relevant. People are selling fake tickets.
Oh, no, they're not.
To Staying Relevant, so be careful.
Well, don't buy them.
Well, obviously... I don't think they needed to be told that.
No, sorry, the point I'm
sorry,
making...
Sorry, I'm not promoting it. Go and get them. Go and get the fake tickets that you won't get in with. No, so go and make sure you get them from all the relevant places which you will find on Instagram and all the other...
Yeah, don't get scammed.
Well, obviously, I don't think anyone goes, do you know what I want to do today? Fancy getting scammed.
No, but you know what I mean? Just, like, be wary.
So, yeah, so that is... that's also happening. But that kind of makes us really fucking relevant.
It really does. And I was on this morning. I don't know if I'd mentioned it before.
We'll just check the tracker.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's been mentioned. Why don't you tell everyone to fuck off, because we've got things to do.
No, that's you who tells people to fuck off.
All right, fuck off.
No. Don't say it like that. Say it politely.
Okay. Fuck off, please.
We love you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Whether it's on a Friday, a Sunday, a Monday.
Oh, fuck that one, haven't you?
Or,
it's a Monday,
a Thursday,
a Friday and a Sunday.
Whether it's
Why would you do it not in an order?
I don't know, I panic. Whether it's a Monday, a Thursday, a Friday or a Sunday.
Are you going to leave it there? Thank you for listening to Staying Relevant with the King of the Jungle and me, Pete fucking Wicks. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Staying Relevant, TikTok and Snapchat. That's it from us. See you soon.
Yeah, we love you so much. Please don't go anywhere. Because we're loving doing this. It's really, really fun.
Also, rate, review and do all that stuff because we love it when you do that.
Yeah, leave reviews. Say things.
We actually love reading. I actually do read the reviews because they're quite funny. Oh, they're fucking jokes. There's some really good
reviews.
I bet
they're all mugging me off, aren't they?
No. It's completely... The tables have turned.
Yeah,
the tables have turned. It used to just be Sam's awful. I wish Pete would do it on his own. Now it's turned into I just love Sam. I love Sam. I love Sam. I love Sam. The other guy's fine.
Yeah. He's applicable.
Yeah, the other guy sort of makes up the numbers.
Insanity Group.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.